Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy to be joined right now by Ron Malampi of Marshfield and Dr. Atish Choudhury. Ron is a prostate cancer survivor, and Dr. Choudhury is the co-director of the Prostate Cancer Center. If you are a male of a certain age, there's a certain empathy involved here. It is one of our biggest concerns, isn't it, Ron?
Indeed, there is. It is, I've heard it said that if you're a man and you live long enough, eventually you're going to get prostate cancer. For me, it happened when I was about 56 years old, and so, which is a little younger, perhaps, than the average. But I was diagnosed, and it was detected the way so many of them are, through an elevated PSA level.
And this was just a regular screening, right? Nothing brought you in. It was out of the ordinary, right? It was just a screening that found it?
It really was. I was being monitored each year, as part of the blood work that we normally do, as part of your physical. And a PSA check was done each year. We did notice that it was being slightly elevated over a period of time, and then it jumped up. It doubled. And at that time, my primary care physician said it's time for you to be seen. And it was subsequently confirmed with a biopsy that it was, in fact, cancerous. And they said, well, where are you going to go to get this treated? And I said, there is no other place. It's got to be Dana-Farber.
Dr. Choudhury, is Ron's story pretty familiar to you? You know, the elevated levels, and the next thing you know, away we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big challenge for us is to understand who are the people who need to be treated, and do they need to be treated right away? Can we just watch them for a little while? And then when they need to be treated, you know, what kind of treatment is most appropriate for them? So Ron has a very interesting story that he had cancer, actually, that he was treated for down in Jacksonville, Florida, 22 years ago. So we had to take that into account when we made our treatment plan for him.
Yeah, so tell us about that story, Ron. 1997, you had sarcoma?
It was. It's a rare form of a soft tissue sarcoma known as synovial sarcoma. It's a pretty aggressive, and so therefore they had to treat it fairly aggressively. I had surgery, chemo, radiation, kind of the big three. And I had quite a bit of radiation. The results of that were very good because I never had a relapse or anything. And I'm 22 years past that treatment. But as a result, the treatment protocol for prostate cancer had to be modified a bit because it wasn't really suitable to give me any more radiation after what I'd already had. And that's where one of the great treatment plans here at Dana-Farber came in.
I got to be honest with you. As a person who's had some slight claustrophobic issues throughout my whole life, the fact that you were a submarine officer gives me the chills. That's what you did for a living for a long time.
It was indeed. I was a submariner for 28 years. I retired about 7 years ago and then was fortunate enough to move up here to Boston, to the Boston
area. Is it
area.
As scary as I think it would be?
I don't think so. I'd say, you remain busy enough that you're just executing your job, and it was a wonderful experience, although 28 years was enough, and I'm glad to be doing what I'm doing now.
Now, all the challenges that you've faced in your life, is it fair to say raising triplets is at the top? I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine any, and this is from a person that's gone through cancer treatment twice, I can't imagine anything tougher than raising triplets.
it's going to be insane. Did you ever sleep? How many years did it take you to go to sleep?
I have a very, very good, strong, and a wife that's much better than me.
Yes, okay.
The discipline of a naval officer sounds like it would fit in perfectly, Dr. Choudhury, with somebody who's got to look at a very specific treatment regimen and make sure you stick to it.
Absolutely. So we enrolled Mr. Malampi actually on a clinical trial to actually test whether some hormonal agents that we use in advanced prostate cancer could help shrink his cancer before the surgery. And to follow on the trial, Mr. Malampi had to, follow a very set regimen, come every month, write down on a diary what time he took his medicines. If he missed one, he got a little bit of from the research nurses. So we kept him in line.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of patient was he?
He was phenomenal. I would not have invited him here if he was not the model patient.
Good move on your part, doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't bring in the bad patients,
no,
right?
No,
yeah.
No.
You, I guess you probably learned in your previous diagnosis and treatment of cancer that maybe you need to listen to these guys.
I do, and I did at that time, and it was just really borne out again during this go-around that, you know, the phenomenal team here. And, I really like to emphasize the fact that it is a team sport, you know, to put it in that vernacular. Cancer treatment is a team sport, and the team and the teamwork here at Dana-Farber is just phenomenal.
How do you feel now?
Great.
You're able
great.
To golf
absolutely.
And do all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you know, we're continuing to monitor. There are never any guarantees, but all the results so far have been phenomenal. They couldn't have been any better, and so I'm feeling great.
Dr. Choudhury, I'm not sure that Ron's initial thought that if the older you get, chances are you're going to have to deal with this. But the fact of the matter is this is a fairly prevalent form of cancer in older men.
It really is. And again, there's a lot of discussion and debate, as you know, about, you know, who really needs to be screened, how long do they need to be screened, and then once you get diagnosed, you know, who really needs to be treated. And that's where a lot of our research is right now, to try to really understand what's aggressive disease, what's not aggressive disease, what we can feel comfortable monitoring. And then if there is something that does need to be treated, a high-risk disease like Mr. Malampi had, to have experimental protocols to see can we advance how we manage people in his situation. And I think, you know, the outcome for him has been great so far. And so we're just trying to push that envelope as much as we can.
And the advances just in treatment modalities alone, I'm sure, have been dramatic over the last number of years.
They really have. And so one of our main tools that we've had at this point is understanding how the biology of prostate cancer works, to really understand that it's really hormonal signaling that drives prostate cancer in its advanced stages, and that using some of these more potent hormonal drugs even earlier in the disease leads to improved outcomes, improved survival, and improved outcomes in surgery in Mr. Malampi's case.
Well, Ron, you've survived not only cancer twice, but raising triplets. God love you.
Triplets. Yeah.
You've been through enough. And you spent number of years trapped in a submarine.
Right.
So I just don't know what else they can do for you. It's great to meet you. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you so much.
Dr. Choudhury, thank you very much as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.